This is Meredith Buell in Washington with a background report. It's entitled U.S.-Iraq. It has four actualities, suggested intro. Middle East specialists that have just returned from Iraq say the new Iraqi government is working, but they are expressing concern that when an interim administration takes control June 30th, there will still be major security and economic problems in the country. The analysts are also worried that aid to reconstruct Iraq has been slow in coming from the United States. Correspondent Meredith Buell reports from Washington. And your text. The deputy director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, Patrick Clausen, led a group of specialists on an independent trip to Iraq. Their goal was to assess progress in rebuilding the nation's economy and providing security from insurgents and common criminals. Mr. Clausen says while significant progress is being made in some areas, U.S. officials are criticized for problems regardless of who is at fault.
Another disturbing trend is that the United States gets full blame for shortcomings and no credit for successes. I can recall very few times when anyone said anything good about what the United States had done in Iraq other than to praise us for kicking out Saddam.
Last November, the U.S. Congress approved a supplemental budget containing more than $18 billion to rebuild Iraq. Mr. Clausen says that money is not yet being spent in ways that are obvious to the average Iraqi.
While many of the criticisms are exaggerated, it is fair to blame the United States for the slow pace of aid. The supplemental has not kicked in. Few expect the aid program to be making a noticeable difference until at least 6 months from now, if not much longer. The reconstruction effort, U.S. reconstruction effort in Iraq is drowning in red tape, and the situation is going to get more complicated after June 30th.
That is the date the Coalition Provisional Authority, or CPA, is scheduled to hand over power to an interim Iraqi government. The group of Middle East specialists entered Iraq from Turkey and traveled throughout the country, visiting Kurdish areas in the north, Baghdad, Basra, and south to the border with Kuwait. Soner Kayaptai, an analyst with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says he believes news coverage that focuses on the continuing violence in Iraq exaggerates the situation on the ground. Mr. Kayaptai says while there is no doubt serious attacks by insurgents occur repeatedly in the so-called Sunni Triangle north and west of Baghdad, this has had little impact on the average Iraqi.
I think the CPA is doing a terrific job. Much of the country feels very secure in terms of control over insurgency, as well as the Ba'athist loyalists. Having said this, though, I think the problem remains, and that is a problem of what I would call soft core security, that is security in terms of law and order. In much of the country, you get the feeling that this is not a state of law and order yet. And in fact, it's a state where the nascent police force, which is now being established, has got a long way to go.
The Coalition Provisional Authority says as more policemen are trained, the crime rate is dropping. The CPA says there has been a 39% drop in Baghdad over the past 2 months, while crime in the southern city of Basra has dropped by 70%. Overall, Middle East specialist Patrick Clausen says much improvement has occurred in Iraq since he made a previous visit last September. Mr. Clausen expresses concern, however, that the transition to an Iraqi government could still be difficult.
I am impressed by how much progress has been made in the last 5 months in getting an Iraqi government up and running. I am optimistic that over the next 5 months much more can be done. But I remain very nervous that the new government, if it takes over on June 30th, will be very much one that's on training wheels, and that it could look like it's a replay of the British experience of being the facade of democratic institutions behind which there's still imperial control.
Mr. Clausen says transferring power next June is risky, but not making such a transfer will renew Iraqi concerns that the United States is planning a lengthy occupation of the country. The Coalition Provisional Authority is currently working with the Iraqi Governing Council and the United Nations to prepare for the transition to full Iraqi sovereignty in June. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
Another disturbing trend is that the United States gets full blame for shortcomings and no credit for successes. I can recall very few times when anyone said anything good about what the United States had done in Iraq other than to praise us for kicking out Saddam. While many of the criticisms are exaggerated, it is fair to blame the United States for the slow pace of aid. The supplemental has not kicked in. Few expect the aid program to be making a noticeable difference until at least 6 months from now, if not much longer. The reconstruction effort, U.S. reconstruction effort in Iraq is drowning in red tape, and the situation is going to get more complicated after June 30th.
I think the CPA is doing a terrific job. Much of the country feels very secure in terms of control over insurgency, as well as Ba'athist loyalists. Having said this, though, I think the problem remains, and that is a problem of what I would call soft core security, that is security in terms of law and order. In much of the country, you get the feeling that this is not a state of law and order yet. And in fact, it's a state where the nascent police force, which is now being established, has got a long way to go.
I am impressed by how much progress has been made in the last 5 months in getting an Iraqi government up and running. I am optimistic that over the next 5 months, much more can be done. But I remain very nervous that the new government, if it takes over on June 30th, will be very much one that's on training wheels, and that it could look like it's a replay of the British experience of being a facade of democratic institutions behind which there's still imperial control.